Good morning and welcome to Simply People. It's Tuesday, April 9th. On today's show, Vanessa Bryant shares photos of Kobe and Gianna to celebrate his advocacy for women's basketball, while Okie Lee Simmons, 21, and restaurateur Vittorio Asaf, 65, split. Plus, Louis Tomlinson opens up about how romance rumors with Harry Styles irritate him. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply People. We start off with a story about Vanessa Bryant celebrating her late husband Kobe Bryant's dedication to supporting women's basketball as the world takes notice of its rapidly growing popularity. Vanessa shared a post to Instagram stories from an account called Legends of Sport, commending Kobe on his advocacy for women's basketball. The post included photos of Kobe at various sporting events, including one with Magic Johnson and retired Los Angeles Sparks star Lisa Leslie. Here with more details is our correspondent. What can you tell us about Kobe's support for women's basketball?
Kobe Bryant was a vocal advocate for the WNBA and women's basketball throughout his career. The Bryant family regularly attended Los Angeles Sparks games, with photos showing Kobe, Vanessa, and their daughters sitting courtside supporting the team during the 2016 WNBA Finals. Kobe also wore WNBA gear to Lakers games to show his support for the women's league. In fact, shortly before his tragic passing, Kobe told the Los Angeles Times that he believed several WNBA players had the skill to play in the NBA alongside the men.
And this advocacy extended beyond just attending games, right? Kobe and his daughter Gianna were actively involved in promoting women's basketball.
Absolutely. Gianna Bryant was a rising basketball star herself, and she and Kobe frequently attended WNBA and college games together. Sadly, their last public appearance before the devastating helicopter crash was at a Lakers game in December 2019, where Kobe was photographed wearing a WNBA hoodie while talking with Gianna. After their passing, the WNBA honored Gianna and her Mamba Academy teammates, Alyssa Altobelli and Peyton Chester, as honorary draftees in the 2020 WNBA draft, with the commissioner recognizing them as representing the future of the league.
It's clear Kobe's legacy in supporting women's basketball continues to have an impact. As the WNBA prepares for its upcoming draft, there seems to be a surge in interest and viewership for the women's game.
The women's college basketball tournament this year drew record-breaking viewership, with stars like Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and Cameron Brink set to enter the WNBA in the upcoming draft on April 15th. Many attribute the growing popularity of women's basketball to trailblazers like Kobe, who used their platforms to advocate for and bring attention to the women's game. His support undoubtedly played a role in legitimizing women's basketball for a wider audience and inspiring the next generation of players and fans.
Kobe Bryant's advocacy for women's basketball clearly had a profound and lasting impact on the growth of the game. As the WNBA continues to gain popularity, his legacy in supporting and uplifting women athletes lives on. Thank you for those insights. In other celebrity news, there's an update today in the world of relationships. Okie Lee Simmons, the 21-year-old model and daughter of Kimora Lee Simmons and Russell Simmons, has split from 65-year-old restaurateur Vittorio Asaf after a brief romance. The two had recently been spotted spending time together in St. Barth's, but a source close to the Simmons family now says it's over. For more on this, we turn to our correspondent Celeste. What more can you tell us about this relationship and breakup?
Well, David, it seems this relationship between Okie Lee Simmons and Vittorio Asaf was quite short-lived. The couple apparently met while vacationing in St. Barth's, a favorite destination of the Simmons family. They were seen sharing some intimate moments on the beach there just days ago. However, a source close to the family is now saying that not only is the relationship over, it was never a thing to begin with.
Interesting. And Okie's mother, Kimora Lee Simmons, apparently had some reservations about the relationship?
That's right. The source mentioned that Kimora was concerned about her daughter being in that kind of relationship, likely referring to the over 40-year age gap between 21-year-old Okie and 65-year-old Vittorio Asaf. The source alluded to Kimura's own past experiences as a reason for her concern.
Can you give us some background on who Aoki Lee Simmons is? She's a rising star in the modeling world, correct?
Absolutely. Aoki is the youngest daughter of Kimura Lee Simmons and Russell Simmons. At just 21, she's already made a name for herself as a model, working with major fashion houses like Tommy Hilfiger, Michael Kors, Dolce & Gabbana, and more. She started out modeling for her family's Baby Fat line as a child and made her runway debut in 2021 for Pierre Moss Paris Couture. Aoki has graced the covers of Teen Vogue and other magazines. Impressively, she managed to graduate from Harvard University at the young age of 20 while building her modeling career.
Thanks, Celeste, for the celebrity update on Aoki Lee Simmons. We'll definitely keep an eye on her future endeavors. Shifting gears now to the tech world, Figma, the collaborative design startup being acquired by Adobe for $20 billion, isn't waiting around for the deal to close. The company just announced it is adding three new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool to help teams get projects started and organized more easily. Here with more details is our Simply Tech correspondent. So what exactly is Figma adding to FigJam and why?
FigJam has become a popular tool that teams use for brainstorming, planning projects, and organizing meetings. It uses a digital sticky note interface to capture ideas. But Figma realized there was an opportunity to use AI to enhance the collaboration experience, especially for the two-thirds of FigJam's users who are not designers. The first new feature helps create a new FigJam board based on a text prompt, making it easier to get started. The second allows sorting those digital sticky notes into logical groupings by theme or owner. And the third automatically summarizes the key points from a complex board full of notes.
Interesting. So it sounds like these AI capabilities are aimed at making FigJam more accessible and useful to a wider range of users beyond just designers. What are some of the use cases Figma envisions for a tool like this?
One example is a team brainstorming session where everyone is adding sticky notes with ideas or user problems to solve. The AI could automatically group those into themes to synthesize the discussion. Or after a big meeting, the AI summary would allow anyone to quickly grasp the key outcomes without having to read through every single note. The AI-generated templates also help anyone kickstart a new board for project planning or meeting agendas without facing a blank slate. So it's really about leveraging AI to enable more effective collaboration across different roles and teams.
With the addition of AI, how is Figma handling the potential for misuse or inappropriate content being generated?
Figma is using OpenAI's language models, but has customized them to understand Figma and FigJam-specific concepts. They've also built in content controls and warning systems to prevent users from going outside the intended use cases in a way that could create harmful content. This is in addition to safeguards provided by OpenAI, but the focus seems to be on practical applications to enhance visual collaboration rather than open-ended AI generation.
When will these new AI-powered features be available to FigJam users?
Figma is launching these in an open beta starting today for users to try out. It will be interesting to see how teams end up applying them and the impact it has on productivity and collaboration. Recent surveys have found over 70% of employees struggle with collaboration, so there is clearly room for tools to help bridge the gaps, especially in our hybrid work world. Generative AI assistants within FigJam seem like a promising step in that direction.
Thanks for the tech update. Shifting gears now to a disturbing crime out of Illinois. A man has been charged with 5 counts of first-degree murder in the brutal killing of his wife in Carroll Stream. Baltazar Perez Estrada allegedly stabbed Maricela Seaman Franco dozens of times, nearly decapitating her, while their 2 young children were present in the home. For more on this tragic story, we turn to our correspondent. What can you tell us about what happened?
According to authorities, Perez Estrada and Franco got into a verbal altercation late in the evening on March 31st that turned physical. Perez Estrada then allegedly stabbed Franco repeatedly around her head, neck, body, and hands with such violence that he nearly severed her head completely. Shockingly, the couple's 7 and 8-year-old children, who had recently arrived from Mexico to visit their mother, were present in the home at the time of the alleged murder.
That's horrific, especially with the children there to witness it. How did Perez Estrada end up in custody?
The morning after the alleged killing, on April 1st, Perez Estrada turned himself in to the Carroll Stream Police Department and confessed to stabbing his wife. Officers immediately took him into custody and opened an investigation. Authorities say his last known location before this was in Mexico, and that he had entered the U.S. without legal paperwork about 2 weeks prior to the incident.
So in addition to the murder charges, he's facing immigration issues as well. Have authorities commented on this senseless act of violence?
They have. Carroll Stream Police Chief Don Cummings said, "Not only has this senseless and brutal act removed Maricela from their lives, but it has robbed 2 young children of their mother." DuPage County State's Attorney Robert Berlin added, "The extremely violent end to a young mother's life is something that should touch us all. The sad reality is, Maricela's life has been reduced to a statistic of domestic violence due to the alleged actions of her husband." Truly tragic all around.
Indeed it is. Perez Estrada was denied pretrial release and is set to be arraigned on April 25th. He's been appointed a public defender. Thank you for that update on this heartbreaking story. If you or someone you know is experiencing domestic violence, the National Domestic Violence Hotline is available 24/7 at 1-800-799-7233. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply People. We'll see you back here tomorrow.